This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, we've talked about it a lot over the past couple of weeks, but it only comes around once a year. What are we talking about? Harvest. Farm Credit Illinois has been busy delivering meals to farmers this harvest for their annual Meals in the Field program. Derek Staten, Farm Credit's Vice President of Ag Financial Services at their Taylorville location, talked with me about how the program's going, what farm families are saying about their fields, and he gave an update on land values.
Yeah, we've been on doing our Meals in the Fields tour at Farm Credit, an annual event that we do in correspondence with Farm Safety Week, just talking out there with producers and delivering them a warm meal to the field. And promoting farm safety. That's the biggest thing behind this, is we want to have a safe and happy harvest.
Well, it certainly is a nice service to provide to the farmers because, as we all know, it's a very busy time of year, and an extra meal that can be provided, I think, is always appreciated. How many farmers typically in a year do you deliver to, or does it just vary depending on the volunteers that you have?
Well, in a year, that's always quite a bit, as customers will tell you. I mean, we do a lot of different events, whether it be, cooking pork burgers at a local, spot where we deliver them out the field, or doing an actual Meals in the Field. The Meals in the Field campaign is something we started, I don't know how many years ago, but it's been maybe 15 plus years, delivering meals during Farm Safety Week, as I said, to people that sign up. You know, you can sign up, and you don't have to be a customer as well. You're more than welcome to sign up at a local Farm Credit office any time of the year, and then we randomly draw names, and we'll serve anywhere from 4 to 5 or even more, potentially, meals to farm families. We don't have to deliver it to the field. We do a lot of meals at shops or garages or right there at their kitchen table, wherever they prefer. And it's a service to them just to remind them that, hey, we're out here always here if we need to have a helping hand. We're here to help you as a customer and as a producer. And additionally, it's a service to them to bring out anybody they want. We have a lot of big farm families, whether you be working in the field or not, come and sit down with the farm crew and eat, as well as landlords, employees past and present, just different people. I think some of the largest ones we've done, can get up into the 50 and 60 people range. So it's something for their farm, and just a nice thing to remind them that we really appreciate them as customers and ultimately as farmers out here trying to feed the world.
Well, as you're delivering these meals, as you mentioned, you do it in a lot of different places, whether it's the kitchen table or actually out in the field. As you're visiting with these farm families, what are their thoughts about harvest and this year for the crop? So what are you seeing out in the fields as far as yields go, and how are things looking?
Well, the easiest answer for that, and I think it's probably everyone's hearing it, we love the yields, but we hate the price. And that's exactly the words that come out of pretty much every farmer's mouth that I talked to here in the last couple of weeks. Yield is really good, going to be above average, I think, for most of the counties in our central Illinois area pretty handily. I don't think it's a 2014 crop, and that's what a lot of people say, and I think we'll agree. It's not a 2014 crop. 2014 was just a complete record here for central Illinois. Unbelievable yields that people didn't think we'd ever reach. But 2016 is tracking pretty good, and it's definitely probably better than last year and better than 2013. And we obviously know 2012 was the big drought. So I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, this is probably in a ranking of the second biggest crop for our central Illinois region. So farmers are very happy in that regard, finding a little bit more disease pressure, I think, in their corn crop and potentially the bean crop than maybe they knew. I think everyone is not naive enough to know they were disease-free, but I think they were out, as they got out in the combine, got to harvest, and they found, there was probably a little bit more disease pressure than originally thought. So corn's drying down pretty quick. As I talk with people, it's been warm. Beans are turning awful fast, and a lot of guys are going to get to rolling, I think, on beans here in the next week or so. So yields are great, prices down. That's just the unfortunate nature of the farmer we live in.
Sounds like similar conversations that I've had with farmers throughout the growing season and harvest. And you mentioned those prices are down, which always brings about concern, and obviously farmers are always watching the markets. But also you told me you have a lot of conversations about land prices and what they're doing right now. So any update on that that you could give us?
It always seems like anywhere I go, someone pulls me aside and asks me about land prices, or I get questioned a lot about it. You know, land prices, obviously there's not much on the market right now from a supply standpoint. This is the normal time of year where there's not a lot of auctions, obviously, or land for sale because farmers are in the field. And so we normally see that start to trend upward in November, December. We'll see a lot more land come on the market as farmers get out of the field and they have opportunities to go to auctions. So right now the land market's kind of dry, but what we have seen sell is slightly lower than previous highs. And that's something that at Farm Credit we track heavily is our land values, and we go out and actively appraise a lot of property. And we're seeing, you know, anywhere from a 5 to 7% reduction in land values in comparison to the previous years. That's something we kind of track pretty heavily, as I said. And that, you know, that's a direct correspondence with or correlation with probably, you know, the net farm income. Obviously that's going to be down as we talk about the lower prices. Yeah, we do have higher yields, but with those higher yields come, you know, higher repairs, higher trucking bills and higher expenses. And then the price obviously isn't high enough to really offset that. So we are going to see probably a reduction in farm incomes pretty heavily, as we have seen it trending south over the last few years. And consequently, that's going to affect the land values. And, you know, when you go to an auction, there may be one or two investors or non-farmers, but the majority of the people in the room are farmers. So if the land market's going to stay strong, they need farmers to be actively in the market. And unfortunately, with their farm incomes decreasing, they're probably going to exit the market, or at least their appetite is going to thin down. So we don't expect much change in the land value market from what I was just stating here, probably going into this year. The interest rates is really the one thing that's probably holding the land market at a strong high. The interest rates are still historically low. The Fed elected not to change rates here previously this last month, so the short-term rates have stayed very low, and long-term rates have actually come down a little bit over the last 6 to 7 months in the farm credit world. So long-term fixed money is still relatively cheap in comparison to, you know, historic interest rates. So that's really what's propping this land market up at the current moment.
Are you hearing any of these things, whether it's the land prices or the commodity prices, affect the price on cash rents and renting, leasing ground for farmers?
Well, the second biggest question after land values is cash rents, I normally get. And it's always the hot button topic. You know, just plain and simple, cash rents are probably going to have to start to come down. And they have. You know, University of Illinois, I think, has done some studies in Iowa State. They are starting to publish studies saying, you know, cash rents have come down $10-$15 an acre or more in some areas. You know, and unfortunately, the way the income is, that's probably not enough, really, at the end of the day. So expenses in whole is what a lot of operations are looking at and how they can be more efficient. We need to look at the expense side of the cash flow and the income side and see, okay, where's the best return on investment? And if that cash rent farm is too high, then maybe a guy, you know, it's his decision as an operator on what they can live with and what they think is best for their business. But I think you'll see a lot of negotiations on cash rent, and there needs to be, because cash rents are still relatively high in comparison to that farm income.
Vice President of Ag Financial Services for Farm Credit Illinois, Derek Staten. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.